I want to dive into Detroit's film scene. It's one of the many beats that we cover here on Culture Shift. And the Trinity International Film Festival is scheduled for the third week in August, taking over the Marlene Bowl Theater inside the YMCA in downtown Detroit, which for me is one of the most underrated venues we have in the city of Detroit. If you haven't been there, definitely check it out. The festival is all about creating a platform for local and national filmmakers to showcase their work, network, all that type of stuff. Kind of build a foundation for the film scene here in Detroit. And to talk a little bit more about the festival, I'm joined live in studio by Marshall Montgomery Favors, Festival Director of the Trinity International Film Festival, and Lazar Favors, Co-Director of the festival, also a husband and wife creative team. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
I'm very excited to have you here on Culture Shift because we love local film and we love letting people know there is a lot of local film here in the city of Detroit. And Marshall, you're part of that. You're a director and producer raised in Inkster, Michigan. You've produced 6 indie feature films yourself, as well as directing and writing a trio of short films. And 13 years ago, you started the Trinity International Film Festival. So take us through the history and evolution of this festival.
Well, thank you so much. We started this festival with filmmakers. It was 3 of us who were traveling to other film festivals because we had films in other festivals, and we would have our films, and people would ask us, like, where are you from? We'd say Detroit, and they would say, really, Detroit has a film community? Now, this is before film got sexy to be making film, you know, like, in the city, and this was, like, 20 years ago.
Yeah. And before tax credits,
all
before
that. Before any of that. And so a lot of times I would meet Detroit filmmakers in other cities. I would meet in other countries as well, too, right? I would go to these festivals, and we would say, where is this type of connectivity in Detroit? And so when we came back to Detroit, we decided to form this coalition. It was Trinity Film Coalition, and start talking to other film groups and organizations who were doing film and try to have some connectivity. And so also, when you go to these film festivals, it's a great way to showcase the arts community, the film community. And we said, where was that here? And so we decided to create it.
That's a really great point about highlighting the arts community overall, because when you think of film, it's almost like the supreme medium, because it takes almost every element of the arts to take a movie. And one of the conversations we were having here at Culture Shift when we booked this interview and wanted to bring you in and talk a little bit about the film festival was you being from Inkster, which we don't see a lot of arts and culture stories coming out of Inkster. No disrespect or anything like that to Inkster, but it definitely caught our attention. So tell me about coming from that community and wanting to represent it a little bit.
My husband always calls me Inktown's finest.
That's right.
And, you know, shout out to our mayor, Brian Nolan, also. But when I was growing up, I didn't really feel like I was connected to the arts community. And I've known from a very young age that I wanted to be in entertainment. And I didn't really have an outlet for it. And so, you know, with my journey, my background, I wanted as many people, because I still live in Inkster now. And so today, one of the reasons we created, not the festival happens once a year, but we do programming all year round, workshops, panel discussions. And so we try to encourage people to stay connected and to get and highlight the wide range of talented actors, directors, writers, and producers that we have out there. And telling my story that I'm from Inkster is always like a highlight also, especially for young kids who are in my own area and neighborhood who have the same aspirations, but now they have an outlet for them to kind of hone their creative juices as well.
Yeah, if you want to do this, you can do this. I'm from Inkster. I did it. Help support that creative community. And now, Lazar, the film festival is all about representing diverse voices. But I always like to ask the question when we see that diverse voices and community, break down what that actually means and why is that important for Detroit's film scene?
Well, for me, I think it means everybody from everywhere. Like we see talented people from as far as Australia and as close as the 48207 area code. You know, so they're everywhere. And we look, what we understand is that bringing all those cultures and all that mix together makes for a larger story. You know, it's not just international for for the word, it's international because we want all of that mix. We learn from different cultures and different backgrounds and different ways of shooting film and different ways of lighting and all these expert looking films that we get. We're learning. It's a tool to learn, you know, from all over the country. So
it is local, it's national and international. It's kind of this melting pot.
It's kind of this melting pot. You get a chance to, and because it's independent, you get a chance. And we take independent films. Our festival, so we've been told, is one of the festivals that give you it's not about the festival. It's about the artist. It's about the filmmaker. We never make it about Trinity because without Trinity, without the films, we're just Trinity, right? But with the films, we're something different. We're able to bring these amazing artists to a screen to where in a larger scaled festival won't be able to do that. You know?
You're listening to Culture Shift here on 101.9 WDET. I'm Ryan Patrick Hooper, and we're talking to Lazar Favors and Marshall Montgomery Favors. They are the husband and wife creative team behind the Trinity International Film Festival that's happening at the Marlene Bowl Theater inside the YMCA in downtown Detroit, August 14th through the 18th. Now, we've got the lineup picked out, but how many films did you have to go through? How many were submitted this year?
There are about 300 films, and we have curated 67 films from 18 countries.
That's a daunting task to take 300 down to 67.
Oh, it's hard. They want to kick me out of the judging room all the time because I'm like, just one more, but I have to. So even in that process, it's when you're selected to a festival and even not selected, it's only because we're limited in the amount of days and times that we have. We get amazing films sometimes that we have to like turn down because, you know, when we grow even larger, we'll be able to offer more, even more films. That's like my hope and dream. I want to run all week.
We're at 5 days right now. So I think last year we did 8 days, but we added more things last year. So we had 5 days because of her, you know.
Right.
I gave her some room to, just in case she wanted five more films, and she did. So,
okay.
So it worked out.
Well, that's already diving into the dynamic that I had to ask about, which is doing something creative as a husband and wife team.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about that balance of love and creativity here?
I'll let you take this one.
Yeah, I'll take this one. Well, I mean, honestly, it works really, really good, you know. I can take on, I have heavy shoulders, so it's a lot that I can take. She just really puts it in the air. She'll say something, and before she knows it, I'll just jump on that. And by the time she gets back to me on it, it's like, oh, yeah, we're doing that. You know, kind of like this, like, oh, yeah, get yourself together. We're doing that for this day, and this is what's happening. I just picked the dress out or something, you know. But it's a beautiful thing. It feels great. It's an absolutely wonderful thing to be able to wake up and go to sleep and think, like, she'll come to me and she'll be running this script at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm listening. I'm like, where'd you get that from? She said, oh, I just made that up. But at 3 o'clock in the morning, though, right? But I'm listening. It's okay. You know, I'll take it. And it's a beautiful thing.
It's like an in-house sounding board.
Yes, yeah. It is. And just to watching her work, though, just to watch how she break down films, I'm learning. It's like I'm a student also. So I'm looking at her, how she thinks and how she moves. And she really believes in filmmaker. She really believes in this thing, and if it could be done collectively, it will get done. It'll take notice. So she came up with this thing called the Fearless Tribe of Fanatic Filmmakers, and it's great.
Let's talk a little bit about this, because I believe the first season was last year, where this was taking local Detroit filmmakers and showcasing them on the city's cable channels, right? So people could actually see this and have access to it. Because I do think that is one of the things about the local film community. There are festivals, there's workshops and stuff, but how do we make it easier for people to see this, and putting it right on their TV is one way of doing it. I'm hoping there's a second season of this.
Oh, yes.
Oh, cool. Okay. When does that kick off?
Actually, this was the first season.
Oh, this is the first season in October. Okay.
A Fanatic Filmmaker.
So break this down for us.
So there's about 25 filmmakers collectively that we call like our tribe. And so we really wanted to create this platform where Detroit filmmakers have an ability to get their work out there and to be seen by a wider audience, but to also showcase filmmakers as entrepreneurs. They have these production companies that people aren't really aware of, that so many production companies exist in Detroit because they're making these films, and we want them to be also to be able to show their art and also grow as entrepreneurs.
Very, very cool. Now, let's wrap up with this, talking about those 67 films that people can see at this year's Trinity International Film Festival happening at the YMCA, at the Marlene Bowl Theater inside of there, August 14th through the 18th. One of them that caught my attention is Fantastic, The Legacy of Slum Village, that's screening August 17th. Tell me a little bit about why this one made it into the film fest this year.
I can definitely tell you about this one. Well, again, it's The Legacy of Slum... not punning, but The Legacy of Slum Village is an amazing thing. They're Detroiters. They've done some amazing, inspirational things. I mean, including Jay Dilla, they celebrate his legacy every year. So it just made sense. And then the stories behind it, some things we get to get an understanding of what happened, why it happened, and where they go from here. You know, so it's a great story.
Very cool. So what do you hope people walk away with when they check out this film fest this year?
Well, really, the whole idea behind the festival is bringing cultures together through story. And so we want people to share this cultural experience, but also just have a great time watching movies. We have something for everybody to enjoy. So we hope everyone comes out and checks it out.
That's Marshall Montgomery Favors and Lazar Favors from the Trinity International Film Festival that's going down at the Marlene Bowl Theater inside the downtown Detroit YMCA. It's happening August 14th and runs through the 18th. Thank you so much for joining me here on Culture Shift.
Thank you
for having us.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
This is 101.9 WDET.